That's our ring time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Only one more day before the big Labor Day weekend begins. Buy that extra package of Alka-Seltzer now and take it with you wherever you go. Yes, wherever you go, whatever you do, be sure to take your old friend Alka-Seltzer with you. Traveling usually means fatigue, irregular meals, and late hours. And all those things can make you more susceptible to such discomforts as an occasional headache or acid indigestion. And if you're going to be exercising, swimming, or golfing, or playing tennis, it might mean an unpleasant aftermath of sore, aching muscles. But if you have Alka-Seltzer with you, you're certain of having relief, fast relief, from any or all of those discomforts. It's good to know that this one product, Alka-Seltzer, can be so helpful so often. So be sure you have Alka-Seltzer with you before you start out. Now, you might want Alka-Seltzer's comfort late at night, when you're far from a drugstore, or when you're on a train. You'll be glad then that you remembered the Alka-Seltzer. Better buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist today. Tuck it in your suitcase or car, then you're ready with comfort wherever you are. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum, Dick, Grandpap, Cedric, and several other of Abner's friends have gathered at the County Seat Railroad Station to welcome him and Elizabeth back from St. Louis. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Dick already at the depot. Listen.
Yeah, I believe that's Grandpap and Cedric coming yonder now.
Yeah, I hear that, Sam. Hey, that Cedric's really dressed up today, isn't he?
Oh, why, yeah. He was down there at the store before we left Pine Ridge all dressed up. Well, this is quite a to-do for him, getting to come into the county seat and meet the train.
Oh, yes, it certainly is.
Just loves to meet the train. Who's that driving up there?
Where?
That big black Sudan stopping there.
Oh, boy, that is a beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, might not be as big as a train itself. Granny.
Thing belongs a piece of string, ain't it, Lum?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait a minute. I know that must belong to that fella Jelks, a lumberman. I know he's got a big car of some kind. I heard the fellas talking around town about it.
Granny, I'd love to have one like that.
Oh,
wouldn't that be something?
Yes, it would.
If ever I get rich, that's the first thing I aim to do. Buy me the biggest automobile I can find. Is that fella Jelks sitting there in it?
No, that's the chauffeur, I think, Lum. Down here to meet somebody at the train, I guess.
More than like that. Now, that's what I call class.
Yes, sir.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. Hello, Cedric.
Yeah, where you fellas been? We were afraid you weren't going to get here in time to meet the train.
Oh, we stopped over there at the Wagon Yard Cafe. Cedric got hungry.
Oh.
Well, I hadn't had nothing since breakfast. Is that pigeon-toed train on time?
Yeah, it's marked on time on the board there, Grandpap.
Yeah, due here in about 4 minutes now. Doggone, I wish I'd have noted I could have had some pie.
Man, you had enough, Cedric. You didn't get over to the pounding last night, Grandpap.
No, I aimed to come, though. I sent a little dab of stuff over there by Luther Phillips.
Yeah, I know you did. I saw him.
Did Abner get a right smart of stuff?
Oh, yes. Everybody was awful nice to him.
Yes, you ought to have seen that place, Grandpap. I do believe it looks better than it did when they lived there.
Yeah?
I never seen a bunch pitch in and work like them folks done last night.
Yes, sir. I had no idea they were going to respond like they did.
Oh, yeah. They worked awful hard.
No, Lum, I mean respond to the announcement you made over the party line.
Oh, yeah. That. Sister Simpson come by this morning and was telling us about it. She said they worked over there till 12:30.
Well, it was after 12 when I got home, I know.
I sort of looked for them to bring over a few pieces of furniture and one thing or another, but I never thought about them bringing so much.
Oh.
That cook stove Ezra Seastrunk brung over there was a Jim Dandy.
Yeah, I noticed that. Wonder how come Ezra to be giving something like that away?
Well, he said they never had no use for it in particular. You know, they win one here at the county seat at a drawing right after the first of the year. You recollect that drawing they had at the hardware store?
Yeah, that's right. They did win one, didn't they?
And, you know, Abner's did a right smart for Ezra, too. Went on his nose here a few years back when Ezra's having a hard run of luck.
Yeah, well, turnabout, fair play.
So they got the place fixed up pretty nice, have they? Oh, yeah, curtains and bed covers, just everything they'll need.
Well, that's fine, that's nice. And they've got enough canned goods over there to last them a month. Two hams and a side of bacon. Uncle Henry Lunsford brought that over.
Yeah, I know Abner'll be plum tickled to death. Oh, yeah, we ain't going to say nothing to him about it till we get him out there to the house, keeping it for a surprise.
Yeah.
Some of the women folks is over there this afternoon cooking up a big supper. Everybody's going to gather over there tonight for a sort of a housewarming.
How much more time is it before the train's going to get here, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, let's see, Cedric. About 2 more minutes.
Does Abner know that we're going to meet him, Lum?
Well, yeah, he said in that telegram for me to meet him.
Uh-huh.
I reckon that's the only way he could have got out to Pine Ridge was for somebody to drive him here after him. Poor little feller wouldn't have money enough to hire nobody to take him out.
No,
huh? Yeah, sir, I feel downright sorrowful for the little varmint. Abner's all right, feller. Just too bad, just too spavin-legged bad he lost everything.
Well, everybody feels the same way, Grandpap.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be terrible humiliating to poor Elizabeth, too, after the way she's taken on about what all she's going to do again they got all their inheritance.
Yeah, well, it's just a shame, that's all that took.
Imagine almost having 100,000 big, bright, green dollars in your double-jointed fist just to have it blow up in your pigeon-toed face.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a miserable slap of fate, that's what it is.
Well, we all feel that way, Grandpap, but now we don't want to let on to Abner we feel sorry for him, you know. Want to cheer him up all we can.
No, don't mention a thing about him being broke.
No.
I thought going back in the car we could all tell a bunch of funny stories. I'll tell some side splitters, I know. I'll tell him that about the...
what that like?
About the very... No, that's right. I believe he was the one that told me that. But anything you can think of to say that's jovial, that's what we want to do.
Well, what's Abner going to do for a living now, I reckon?
Well, we don't know, Grandpap. He's got to find something to do, though.
Uncle Henry Lunsford was saying last night that lower 40 of his was laying out this year. Said he'd be glad to turn it over to Abner to sharecrop if he wanted to. And that's as good a piece of ground as a crow ever flew over.
Oh, that's good land, all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a heap different from what old Abner had planned for himself, though, ain't it? Starts out to be a millionaire and winds up a sharecropper.
Well, anyway, Lum, Abner couldn't put in a crop.
No, but Elizabeth can. She's as fine a hand in the field as I ever seen. I'll put her...
I mean, he's got to have something to live on between now and crop together in time.
Oh, yes, I am.
Tell you, wasn't that the train whistling?
I believe it was.
Yeah, that's it, men. That's it. Hey, don't forget now, Cedric, you and Grandpap don't say nothing about her fixing up his place for him.
No, Mama, I ain't.
And don't mention anything about him not getting that $100,000.
Oh, for the Lord's sakes, no. Don't say nothing about the party tonight, either.
Why, no, he doesn't even know he's going to have his old place back yet. It's going to make him think he's still going to stay over at Lunsford.
Don't
hear
you come.
Yeah, there he is.
Right down the track.
Not the expected to
stand
on,
Cedric.
Move back there, Cedric. Don't be leaning out that way looking down the track. And don't get that bus people and forget to jump back.
Oh, look at the smoke a puffing out of that. Boy, she sure is a puffing.
Yeah? Well, you'd be puffing, too, if you'd run all the way from St. Louis.
This is the exciting moment of my whole young life.
Hey, where are you going, Lum?
Hi, after Abner. He'll be up this way. I seen the smoking car go by, and I know that's where he's at. He always gets acquainted with the news butch and sits up there with him. Come on, fellas.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Lum. He'll be in the chair car. He'll get off with Elizabeth. He wouldn't be up there in the smoker.
Oh, of course not. What's the matter with me?
Yonder somebody getting off up there, but that ain't him.
No.
Hey, shut up, Cedric. Don't act the country. You're embarrassing.
What kind of luggage did they take, Ron?
Luggage? Oh, that telescope valise, I reckon.
And by Jack, that looked like all that's going to get off.
You don't reckon he missed the train?
Well, something must have happened.
Oh, my goodness. You don't reckon he felt so bad about not getting that in here that he suicided himself?
Oh, of course not, Lum. He more likely just got mixed up and made the wrong connection.
Now, if this ain't just like
him... Yeah, drove all the way in here.
Maybe he just never had enough money to get home on.
No, he wired just as me, Grandpap, but he'd be home today. Must have had the money or he wouldn't have wired.
Say, you cut Mrs. Elizabeth getting off the hind-end car down yard, the caboose?
That's a Pullman car, sir.
Where's that? What are you talking about?
No, that ain't Elizabeth. That's... My granny said, does favor.
I believe that's who it is, too, Lum.
Why, sure it is. Yeah, there's Abner and Lizzie.
Yeah.
Well, for the land's sake. Look at them valises.
Well, what are they doing getting off the Pullman? Look at the way Lizzie's dressed up there, too. I bet she's cooking it for next to you.
Look at that checkered suit Abner's got on.
Yeah, that is something.
Now, ain't he a sight? I reckon where he got that.
Here we are, Abner. Oh. Hello.
By Jack, they're putting those bags in that big sedan.
Yeah, come on, fellas.
Hey, Abner, here we are. Hey, we've got a car for you. Yeah, that is him, ain't it?
Well, yeah. Wait a minute.
Now, Miss Peabody, you get right in the car there and make yourself comfort. Well, howdy, boys. Hi, Trish.
Well, hello. We never hardly know you, Abner.
Hello, there.
Well, you're so dressed up.
Oh, I am. Yeah, just something I sort of got for myself to throw on right on the train.
Is that your car there, Mr. Abner?
Yes. It's just a little thing I wired ahead for to get us up to the hotel, Cedric. A pretty slick job, ain't it?
Yes, Mom, boy. But did you notice the top's too little for it?
The top's too little? What do you mean, Cedric?
It don't reach out far enough to give her that fellow that's doing the driving.
Don't be so backwoodsy, Cedric. It's supposed to be like that. That's the way the thing was made. It's a limousine, I believe they call it something.
Well, we've got Dick's car here to take you out to Pine Ridge, Emma.
Oh, out to Pine Ridge? Well, boys, I'm sorry, but I just can't make it today. I got a suite of rooms preserved up there at the hotel for us.
The hotel?
Yeah, up at the hotel here in town.
Well, for pity's sake.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll drive out to Pine Ridge in the morning sometime. Miss Peabody's got to go to the beauty saloon again. It's wearing off. But I'm glad you fellas come in anyway, and I'll see all of you tomorrow, I hope. To the hotel, boys.
Well, did Abner get the inheritance after all, or has he just blown his top?